Well, good morning. We got one more coming. Who's really awake today? That's not good. Oh, there's a couple of you. Okay, you three are going to have to hold down the team. Maybe we'll get you there, Bella. We'll wake up a little bit. Because really, really soon, we're going to collect some noisy things, right? But before that, I want to talk about a pit. Anybody know what a pit is? What's a pit? It's a hole, exactly. Do you think it's like a really small hole that you could like puddle jump in? Do you think it's really big? Really big. Like, do you think you could fall in a pit? Okay, so if somebody fell in a pit, would that be a good thing or a bad thing? Probably a bad thing, yeah. And you, do you think you'd be able to get out right away? No, probably not. Do you think you might even need help? Yeah. So in a little, just after we collect all those noisy things, we're going to have some really crazy people up here, and I can say that because I'm one of them, that are going to do this funny skit called the pit skit. And I want you to think about that giant pit that's going to magically appear here in the sanctuary in a little bit, and we're going to see what happens when a certain someone in the front row over there is maybe going to fall into it. She'll have to watch where she's walking. But do you think that this could ever happen in real life? Do you think anyone's ever fallen in a pit before? Yeah. How about, now I'm going to make you think, how about things that are like pits that we get stuck in our lives? Has anyone ever had like a really bad day where you're just like crabby and tired and mad and grumpy and maybe didn't get to have dessert because you were so cranky? Has that never happened to you before? You're a liar, all of you. Oh, okay, good, good, glad you're honest. And sometimes we have things happen in our lives that are really hard or really sad, and that's kind of like falling in a pit, and we get stuck there, and we don't know how to get out on our own. And so God tells us that when you fall in that pit, when you're really cranky, or when someone's really mean to you and your feelings are hurt, or when you can't have dessert, that God is still there, and he's going to help us out of that pit. So when you're watching that skit in a little bit, I want you to think about that, about what are the pits that we sometimes fall in. Does anyone have any ideas of what a pit we might fall in would be? What? Do you, like, what's something that you have had a hard time with? Has anyone ever had a hard test at school? Yeah, what else? Yes, you really wanted to do something and then something happens and you don't get to. That is a big pit. Has anyone ever been, like maybe after we sang The Green Grass Grows, like really exhausted and like needed water? I know I did. And needing water is kind of like being in a pit because you're hungry or you're thirsty. What about this, what's that thing that you have in your hand? What are those? Is that money? Are they noisy money? Yeah. What do we collect our noisy things for? The cow. It goes in the cow. And then where does it go? Yeah, to people that are maybe hungry or need some water, some clothes. That's like being in a pit. Because if anyone ever been hangry, where you're hungry and angry at the same time, it's real bad. Yeah. And that's a big pit, isn't it? Yeah, hangry is not good. So today, we're going to collect some noisy things, some noisy offering to help those people that are in that pit of hunger. Is that pretty cool? Do you think that's a big pit? Yeah, so we need lots of noisy things, right? So we're going to change things up today, and we're going to pray after we collect the noisy things. So let's go get our buckets, and let's go get a whole bunch of noisy things, okay? Go grab a bucket. You've already got your noisy things. Can you go grab a bucket and put them in there? Okay, I'll help you. All right, 7 seconds to collect any extra noisy things. All right, come on back up. Let's pray right around the milk jug here, our cow jug. Let's pray for him, and then we'll dump him in, all right? Dear God, we love you so much. And we thank you for loving us with quiet things and with noisy things and with all the things that help us when we are stuck in a deep pit. Help these noisy things get to the people that need them. Amen. All right, go ahead and dump your noisy things in there. That's a good one.